Good afternoon. Most of the region remained dry after the morning drive, although some persistent snow showers and squalls kept a little bit of light accumulating snow going for a while on the heels of an Arctic front that continues to push through the region. Also accompanying this front is a gusty north-northwest wind, which is ushering in the coldest air of the season. In many cases, temperatures continue to slide back through the 20s and teens, and closer to the Canadian border and in the mountains, temperatures will hold in the single digits and lower teens through the afternoon, while many locations barely get back to the 20-degree mark. With that strong gusty wind, it'll feel much colder throughout the day, with most locations between 0 and 10 above on the wind chill scale. The wind will diminish somewhat tonight, and with high pressure building in, skies will be mostly clear, and it'll be one of the coldest nights of the season, with temperatures between 0 and 10 above in the valleys and 0 to 15 below across the higher terrain. This will set us up for brilliant sunshine with that high directly overhead tomorrow. Temperatures will moderate a bit, and it'll be more comfortable with less wind, but highs will still only be in the lower to middle 20s. As the high departs off the east coast, we'll see a southerly wind flow develop, and with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, a moderating trend with highs back up above freezing and in the middle 30s. Sunshine will then give way to increasing clouds on Thursday as a weak disturbance passes by, and in the milder air, we may have a few sprinkles with highs in the upper 30s to around 40 on Thursday afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies on Friday as the next stronger storm starts to head our way from the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley. It'll be dry through Friday afternoon and evening as temperatures push into the middle and upper 30s once again. Still to be determined is the temperature profile with this next storm. Right now it looks like we'll have snow on Friday night and Saturday morning in the colder air. But by Saturday afternoon, if enough milder air moves in, a mixed variety of precipitation, perhaps even changing to rain, especially south of I-90 with highs in the mid-30s, and the weather pattern remains active with a chance of rain or snow again on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, multiple storms will move into the west coast that will aid in eroding an upper-level ridge centered over the Rockies. Each system will bring moisture from the Pacific into the West Coast, producing rain along the coast from Washington State to Southern California. In addition, rain and higher elevation snow will develop over interior parts of the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Intermountain region through tomorrow evening. Winter weather advisories have been issued for these areas. Rain and freezing rain over the Columbia River Gorge will change over to all rain. As the moisture and energy move inland, rain and higher elevation snow will develop over the Sierras and move into the southwest and Great Basin tonight. Starting tomorrow, the rain and high elevation snow will move into parts of the southern and central Rockies and parts of the Great Basin as well. Meanwhile, major flooding is occurring or forecast on the Mississippi and Ohio rivers and tributaries in Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky, with record flooding at several locations. Major flooding is also occurring on the Arkansas River and tributaries in Arkansas. Floodwaters will move downstream over the next couple of weeks, with significant river flooding expected for the lower Mississippi into mid-January. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Pembroke Pines, Florida, to a low of 20 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy in the mid to upper 20s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 64 set in 1950, and the record low 15 below zero in 1904. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:34 p.m., 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds giving way to mostly sunny skies late this afternoon. Still the risk of a few snow showers or flurries, especially in the mountains. Breezy with temperatures holding in the single digits and lower teens. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds giving way to more sunshine this afternoon, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clear and cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a few snow showers this afternoon. Temperatures will hold in the teens with a gusty west-northwest wind. Clear and very cold tonight, lows near 0. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds giving way to more sunshine late today, breezy with highs in the lower 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. More sunshine as we go through the afternoon, still the risk of a few snow showers early on, breezy with highs near 20. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cold, lower to mid-20s. More sunshine Wednesday, back into the mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Thursday, upper 30s. Mostly cloudy Friday, mid to upper 30s. A good chance of snow or a snow-to-rain mixture on Friday night and Saturday in the mid-30s Saturday afternoon, and another chance of rain and snow on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayanos.